This is Paul Paluso from Auster.com, and I'm here with Christopher McDonald, a past president of the International Association of Auto Theft Investigators and the current deputy director for the Maryland Vehicle Theft Prevention Council. Thank you for joining us today, Chris.
Well, thank you for having me.
July is National Vehicle Theft Protection Month. Can you share with us some of what your organization is doing to educate the public, and as well as how investigators and regular street officers can better do their job and look out for theft, automobile theft?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's good that we do have July to really push our theft prevention and make law enforcement aware of what's going on across this country and what's really going across the world as far as auto theft is concerned. When you look back at what the typical law enforcement officer sees for auto theft is joyriding or non-professional theft, where an individual just takes a car from point A to point B, and usually when they're done with it, they'll dump it at a location and law enforcement can recover it. To where we're seeing auto theft today is more professional, organized groups where if your car is stolen, then the chance of you getting your vehicle back is lower than in previous years. Right now, even though auto theft numbers are down, we also see an overall our overall recovery rate is down. So you look at years ago, you had a higher recovery rate. Right now, we're averaging nationwide around a 52% recovery rate, so which is one of the lowest recovery rates that we've had in years.
What are some of the trends you guys have been seeing? Like you said, it went from joyriding to these professional theft groups. Is there anything different that you guys are seeing from the past that's currently going on right now?
Well, what we see is, you still see more professional groups, like I said, are more professional organized groups that are being established here within the United States, and they have ties to organized groups across the world, and that can be anything from vehicles being exported to several different countries. And to just cars being stolen here within the U.S. and being cloned, which is just what that means is it's a legal vehicle, which is considered clone, has its identity stolen, and then it's used for a stolen vehicle in order to make that stolen vehicle appear to be legal. And then that stolen vehicle can be registered and sold to innocent purchasers across the country. We also can see motorcycle theft. We see motorcycle theft increasing, where obviously with the price of gas is fluctuating, people will still get motorcycles, and then they're very economical as far as gas, and that has a very low recovery rate. They can be just sold across the country, or they can be put into a shipping container and shipped overseas.
With police departments focusing up so much on violent crime, currently in past several years or so, do you feel like the importance of, like you said, the recovery rate has been so low that the importance on that prevention has gone down a little bit, or do you feel like it's just the I guess the change in how it's done now?
Well, as our resources, and especially in today's the way the economy is, I mean, law enforcement is no different. They're operating on reduced manpower, reduced budgets, so they have to prioritize what needs to be attention to. So, obviously, violent crime, I mean, that's number one. We look at auto theft as a gateway crime. They start as they start at the lower level of the property crime, and then they work their way up into other crimes, more violent crimes. And so if we're attacking them at that lower level, when you look at auto theft as a gateway crime, then if we're dealing with those individuals early on, maybe they won't get to the violent crime level and then cause our rates to go back up. Auto theft preliminarily in 2012 has went up 1.3% across the country, particularly on the West Coast. They're the ones that we saw see the most significant increase. And across the other areas, they actually saw a decrease. But the West's numbers were so dramatically high that it caused like a 1.3% increase in stolen autos. So it is on its way back up. And that could be a number of issues. Law enforcement agency is not looking at auto theft, not paying enough attention to it, or an education. Like I said, most law enforcement think it's just a non-professional issue. So there could be organized groups right in their backyards that they don't have the training or what to look for to identify those organized groups.
You know, a lot of what this, you know, the month is about, to get the word out to residents as well. What do you think police departments can do to be able to get the word out to their the people in their community?
I still think, I mean, one of the biggest thing is really we hold the key. I mean, make sure that people, when they're not leaving their cars running. I know, and this goes for hot weather as far as cold weather, depending on where you are in the country. Going out and warming up your car up, going and pulling into a convenience store, getting something to drink, and leaving your car running. Manufacturers have done an excellent job in putting in all these anti-theft devices on vehicles. But if we leave the key in the ignition as a citizen, you're defeating all those prevention methods, and it just makes it that much easier for the thief. They'll have the key, and they don't have to worry about spending money and getting keys changed or worrying about those anti-theft devices. So it's still being just vigilant. Lock your cars, take your keys. Don't leave any valuables in your car. See something, say something. You see something suspicious, if you know you're in a high theft area where cars are stolen, call the police.
Great. Well, I thank you for joining us today, Chris, and good luck in getting the word out this month.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.